I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Instead of belaboring this week's pseudo-spectacular offerings from the studios, a mediocre remake of The Karate Kid and a benumbing big-screen version of The A-Team, let me tell you about a movie that's really worth watching. It's called Winter's Bone, and on the west side of L.A., it's playing at The Landmark. As you might somehow guess from the title, Winter's Bone is not a classic summer movie, although Deborah Granik's drama certainly is a classic, and it's spectacular for its humanity, austere beauty, and heart-stopping urgency. The setting is the Ozark Mountains of southwestern Missouri at the present time, though many of the faces might have been photographed by Dorothea Lange, or for that matter, Matthew Brady. And the themes are timeless: love, kinship, the struggle to survive. The 17-year-old heroine, Ree Dolly, is played by Jennifer Lawrence. She's a professional actress who doesn't seem to act so much as achieve a state of grace that combines intelligence with fierce resolve. And ferocity is required of Ree because she's the only one who can keep disaster from her family's door. Her task is to find Jessup Dolly, her crank-cooking, no-account fugitive of a father. If she fails, the sheriff will evict her, her young brother and sister, and their blank-faced mother from the cabin that Jessup put up for bond at his trial before he vanished without a trace. In other words, the plot is old-fashioned, although no more anachronistic than the surroundings. Winter's Bone explores a dirt-poor mountain culture without condescension or sentimentality. The film is populated by explosive, often brutal men with guns, and their submissive, often frightened women. Pride prevents Ree from asking for desperately needed food. Never ask for what ought to be offered, she tells her little brother. Her neighbor's code of silence smothers her inquiries. Talking just causes witnesses, a steely-eyed harridan tells her. Kindness is in short supply, and her quest grows ever more lonely as she penetrates the heart of her father's personal darkness. Yet, the movie gives pleasure at just about every moment Ree is on screen. When she's teaching her brother and sister to shoot squirrels for food. "You guys want these fried or stewed?" she asks them. When she confides, however cautiously, in an army recruiter. In a film that's full of surprises, the recruiter is one of many minor but vivid characters. When she finds the courage to speak her mind. "You have always scared me," she tells her uncle Teardrop, who is played with hair trigger brilliance by John Hawkes. And he replies, "That's because you're smart." She is very smart and fearless up to a point, but fearfully vulnerable. Ree is a thrilling heroine, so old-fashioned that she's new, and Jennifer Lawrence gives her the sort of rock-solid yet poetic quality that recalls The Grapes of Wrath or the neorealist films from Europe following World War II. Far from being a downer, Winter's Bone makes its way through harshness and hardship into hope. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.